I greet you all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I've titled this speech, Time for Followers of Christ to Reclaim the Gospel of Christ. More than 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus Christ left his disciples with this command, go into the world and preach the gospel, teaching and baptizing those who believe. That's Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. I just paraphrased. But what have we seen over the centuries? Human beings have mutilated that message. They have taken the name of our God, the name of our Savior, to go to war, to build empires, build denominations. Yes. But they have denied the Redeemer. They can't even allow him a front row seat. What am I saying? They wouldn't even allow him to enter the stadium, not to talk of taking a front row seat. He is an outsider in their messages. He is an outsider in their actions. He is an outsider in their affiliations. But they're using his name to create wealth. They're using his name to keep people who believe in him in bondage. They're using his name to destroy, to pillage, to steal. Wars were fought, millions killed, many burnt at the stakes, all through the centuries in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But he did not send them. His command was simple. Go into the world and preach the gospel, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you, even unto the end of the age. Again, I'm paraphrasing Matthew 28, verses 19 to 20. Anyhow, you check those verses of scripture. Is saying, follow my ways. He told his disciples, follow my ways, follow my teachings, and everyone coming after you will have to do the same. Which means anyone who is not following the steps of the disciples is an interloper. Yes, they are usurpers. They are false brothers and sisters. In fact, they are the Antichrist. The Antichrist is a spirit. Yes, a human being will eventually take the final title of the Antichrist. But according to our brother John in his epistle, there are many Antichrists already in the world. Anyone who is not preaching the message of the Lord Jesus Christ and living through it and making other people to believe differently is an antichrist. They are already working for the antichrist, the capital A, that will come. But already doing the work of their father, the devil. What did the Lord Jesus Christ tell us? If you love me, keep my commandments. And my commandments are not burdensome. Take of me and learn from me, for I am lowly in heart. I'm humble. But what have we done? We, many of those who are using the name of the Lord to build wealth, feel stadia all over the world in his name. Collect money in his name. Dice and splice the scriptures for their own benefit. And anyone that raises a point to say, no, that is not the way of the Lord, they say, no, he's creating division. She's creating problems. Leave God to judge this issue. No, but that's not what the Bible tells me. The prophets of old spoke truth to power. Nathan rebuked David, and David repented. Jeremiah, Isaiah, they spoke to kings. Elijah challenged them. Challenged the prophets of Baal. They didn't keep quiet. They didn't say, God, come and do it. So, this talk is not really about those who have fallen or who really were never among us. Who really didn't believe or who believed and fell by the wayside. No, this talk is about you and I who say we are genuinely following the steps of Christ. And we are failing to contend for the gospel once for all delivered to the saints. Jude chapter 1, the only chapter of course, verse 3. We fail to contend because either we have not believed fully or we are cowards. Because if we have the Holy Spirit, right now the message of the hour is reclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said reclaim it. Take back your father's house, my father's house. I didn't ask you to go and drive out your pastors and geos who are in error. Not all of them, but many are. I'm not asking you to drive them out. No, you have no business even being there in the first place. Because evil communication corrupts good manners. If already in your closet you've been convicted that you should come out from among them, why are you still there? You say, no, I have to have a church to fellowship. They said, do not neglect that fellowship or the assembly of the saints, as in the manner of some. I agree with you. But they did tell you that it should be in the assembly of those who are deceivers, who are using his name for monetary and for wealth creation. God did not ask you to do that. He didn't ask you to do that. In fact, you are complicit in their sins. Because you ought to fight for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody, it's not a physical fight. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. That's whom we are fighting, not those human beings. No, the agents, knowing or unknowing. We fight on our knees. We fight in our closets. We cry to God, and the Spirit of God will lead you and I into what we ought to do in our little environments, in our small communities. What prevents you from ministering around you and having two or three people assembling? That's it. From there, the Lord will continue to make the increase. You don't have to have a big church. Where two or three are gathered is a church, so long as the Holy Spirit is there. If two or three gather and the Holy Spirit is there, you have a church. If 10 million gather and the Holy Spirit is not there, it is not a church. So why do we pretend? Why are we afraid to go and confront the powers of darkness? And I said, on your knees, in your closet, not anywhere else. No arguments with anybody. No, those who believe will believe. Those who do not want to believe will not believe. The gospel we preach is for those who are going to hear the gospel and for those who will also not hear. For some is for condemnation, for some is for eternal life. So the word says, I didn't say so. Not everyone will believe you. And you don't have to, they don't have to believe. Your business is preach the gospel, contend for the truth. Talk to your brothers and sisters who are in these cults or in these fake places claiming they are for Christ. They may shun you, it doesn't matter. I speaking have been shunned in many places, and I don't care. I've never cared in 30 something years. Why should I care? When he called me, he called me. He has delivered me from so many things and helped me, and I didn't have another human being to help me. Look unto him, the author and finisher of your faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. They use his name for commercial purposes. They use his name in storytelling, myths. Everybody believes. The devil wants you to think that the fervent effectual prayer for righteousness does not avail much. Rather, attending big churches and having men who are women who don't know him give you psychosomatic messages on wealth and health will save the day. But you in your closet, in your house, in your room, if you are married with your wife or your husband, with your children, you are church. Form it there and start from there and let the Lord increase you to where he wants you to be. The truth is not going to be found in many of these centers they call. They have Christian names, but they deny the author of our salvation. In fact, they don't allow him in the places they're using as his name. He's not there. The Holy Ghost is not there. They have abolished, they banished them by their ways, by their teachings. The Bible says, come out from among them and be separate, and I will bless you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Stop being unequally yoked with unbelievers. Unbelieving Christians. Because the word Christians have been abused. So we have to differentiate between believing Christians who are followers of Christ and unbelieving Christians. Unbelieving Christians are those who talk. They don't do. Believing Christians are those who talk and do. That's the difference. And those I call followers of Christ. This message is only followers of Christ, not for anybody else. When we have not followed Christ, then you minister the gospel to the unbeliever. He will hear when, if he's appointed to eternal life. Not everyone will believe you. Not everyone will hear you. My sheep hear my voice and I'm heard of them. That's what the word of God says. Those who hear God's voice will hear it. If you have the Holy Ghost and you're speaking, then God is speaking through you. And if they fail to hear, then they are not meant to hear. But if they hear you, then they do well. But are you going to send them back to those places where they will be corrupted? No. You draw them to your home, to your places of work, and begin to teach them. Don't take them to a pastor, a preacher, anybody. I don't care who. Everyone is called to preach and teach the gospel. No exception. So don't think you can contract it to somebody else. When you can do it in your own area, your family, your neighborhood. The challenge today for followers of Christ is rise up and take back the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you as you believe me and believe the God who has sent me. If you have sent me and you believe this message, you will see a difference in your life. As you pray your closet, he will minister life to you. He will minister afresh to you in a way no one has ever ministered to you. Blessings. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name, for your grace, for your mercy in sustaining me and my family this 30-something years since we've come to know you. It's by your grace and only your grace. And no other one will take that victory and glory for the way you have seen us through. Only you, my Father, my God. And I will continue to glorify your name and magnify it in the ministry you have given us. And I'm praying that all those who have heard and who have believed, Father, you will also continue to bless them. That they will know the one true God, Jesus Christ, your Son, whom you sent. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.